Welcome to this edition of Insight, where we look at why some artists have become icons, symbols of a past musical world. The artist featured in this edition didn't live very long, and yet, to different genres of music fans, he's remembered in completely contrasting fashions. To some, he was the swaggering crooner who gave us Mac the Knife and Beyond the Sea. Others associate him with the big chart hits, Dreamlover, Splish Splash and Things. Some recall him as an artist deeply passionate about social causes and one who sung protest songs. He also recorded rhythm and blues, and if he hadn't have enjoyed 13 top 10 hit singles, we would probably be talking about him as one of the notable songwriters. So for this edition of Insight, I've picked out a dozen songs from the catalogue of the man who seemingly could sing anything, Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there. Beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing.
Bobby Darin's musical versatility was not really understood in his own short lifetime. As we'll hear in this show, he has one of the most stylistically varied catalogues of any of his contemporaries. So let's start with the Swingers. Having announced to the world that he would no longer be performing any live shows, Bobby had been signed by Johnny Mercer's Capitol Records in the early 1960s. Accompanied by Billy May's orchestrations and orchestra, his first release for his new label featured 12 tracks written by the giants of the Great American Songbook, one of which was this Irving Berlin classic.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, not for just a year. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true, always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, days may not be fair. Always, that's when I'll be there. Always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year. But always.
Bobby Darin from his first release on the Capitol Records label. There are several albums from Bobby's Capitol period, each one containing special moments, but in the interests of time, I picked out one more swinger for you. I suspect being told as a child that you're not expected to see old age, thanks to a heart condition, as well as having to take handfuls of medicine every day just to carry on living, meant that something as pithy as crossing genres or supposed musical career do's and don'ts was probably not a consideration, which may well explain why Bobby thought nothing of recording a song which up until that point had only ever been sung by women.
Hey world, here I am. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud of terrain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun is a ball of butter. Who told you you're allowed a terrain on my parade? I'm gonna march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. Hey, at least I didn't fake it, the hat, sir. So what, I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, love is juicy, juicy and juicy, I gotta have my bite, sir. So get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud, terrain on my parade. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, love is juicy, juicy and juicy, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, I said nobody, nobody had a better brain on my parade. Yeah.
From Bobby's brilliant 1966 album called In a Broadway Bag, which, as aspiring Sherlock Holmes fans will have deduced, consists of Bobby covering the day's big Broadway songs, and I highly recommend that one. So with that still ringing in your ears, let's pass the musical baton to the next Bobby Darin and hear what he'd been up to just a few years previously with a song he'd written himself when he was just 22.
Every night I hope and pray
dream lover will come my way.
One of three self-penned hits that Bobby had around this period. Queen of the Hop was another, as was this next one, which owes much to the dubious bathing habits of one of Bobby's friends. One day, the DJ, Murray Kaufman, received a phone call while he was hanging out with Bobby and their fellow songwriter, Don Kitchener. Murray's mother called to see how her son was, and when he said he was busy writing songs with some friends, he was met with a classic maternal response of, "I hope you're keeping yourself well-fed and clean. Why don't you boys write a song about taking a bath?" At which point, Murray then bet his friend Bobby Darin that he couldn't come up with such a song. The challenge was accepted, and 1 hour later, Bobby had written this.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door, and in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in mud. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good to golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing. We was a reeling
Bobby's self-penned hit from 1958, which had featured on his debut album. Now, I've picked two more songs which Bobby had written, both of which were huge chart successes. The first one reached the top three in both the UK and American charts and encapsulates what would become Bobby's trademark mix of country, swing and rock and roll influences.
Every night I sit here by my window. Staring at lonely Avenue. Watching lovers holding hands and laughing. And thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park.
Things
like a kiss in the dark.
Things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to.
Cling to.
And heartaches are the friends I'm talking to.
Talking to.
When I'm not thinking of just how much I loved you.
Love you.
But I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park. Like a kiss in the dark. Like a sailboat ride. What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. I still can hear the jukebox softly playing. And the face I see each day belongs to you. Though there's not a single sound and there's nobody else around. Well, it's just me thinking of the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park.
Things
like a kiss in the dark.
Things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. And the heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
Fabulous. Here's another from this period written by Bobby, and it was also around this time that he became the youngest entertainer in American history to have his own coast-to-coast TV special, aged just 24. Even more incredible to think that, despite all the success of this early 60s period, less than 1 year after this was released, Bobby would tell the world that there would be no more live performances.
When you see a gentleman be around a lady be buzzing, just count to ten, then count again, there's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Now there was two butterflies casting their eyes, both in the same direction. You'd never guess that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one and one is five. You can call me a silly goat, but you take two minks, add two winks. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy, after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature's a clever girl. She relies on habits. You take two hairs with no cares. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits. Parakeets in between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but to have no fear, cause soon you'll hear a parakeet's riot, just try it. A multiplication, that's the name of the game.
clear to see. Yeah, it's multiplication. That's the name of the game. And each generation, they'll play the same.
As we've seen so far in this edition of Insight, Bobby Darin thought nothing about jumping between musical styles. How about this? That same cocky-sounding jovial rock and roller stepped up to the microphone to record this, yet another song very closely associated with one of the great girl singers, exhibiting yet another devastating vocal style, which draws us in from his very first few sentences.
What a difference a day makes. Only 24 hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I am part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, your thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, your thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find some romance on your menu. What a difference a day.
That's Bobby as the great 3 a.m. nobody left in the bar saloon singer. With his inevitable death sentence hanging over him from the heart defects identified by doctors when he was a boy, Bobby knew he didn't have time for long soul-searching sabbaticals. His workload was non-stop, and as we've heard, he had no qualms whatsoever of moving between the different genres.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? And how many seas must a white dove sail before he sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed in the sea? And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? And how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
As the 60s progressed, Bobby grew more and more disenchanted with the shiny fake world of show business, and he focused more and more on the protest movement and the folk-driven songs that accompanied it. So enamoured by the songs of Bob Dylan was he, in fact, that at one stage he changed his name and requested he be addressed as Bob Darin. But his life was turned upside down one day in 1968 when his sister, Nina, informed him that she wasn't his sister, but his mother. And the woman Bobby had called mother turned out to be his grandmother. Furthermore, nobody seemed to know who his father was. Devastated, disillusioned, and believing his whole life had been a lie, Bobby then got rid of all his materialistic possessions and went to live in a trailer on a friend's land, where he spent a year reading books and writing songs like this next one. And could this be any further away from the happy-go-lucky singer we heard earlier sing those rock and roll songs or Irving Berlin songs?
Come and sing simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one-to-one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the mornings when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before.
Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Say it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't.
One of Bobby's most poignant lyrics. After a year of self-imposed solitude, Bobby emerged a little more at peace with the world around him. He seemed to have relaxed. Gone was his ever-present tuxedo, bow tie and the infamous wig, and in their places, a moustache, a bald head and denim jeans and a waistcoat. Seemingly more comfortable with the world around him, he even managed one more chart hit in 1971 with a recording of a song by one of his songwriting heroes, Bob Dylan.
Close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the light, pull the shade. You don't have to be afraid. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Give me a little time. Mockingbird is gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. Big old moon is gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. Little girl, kick your shoes off. Have no fear. Bring that bottle over here, and I'll be your baby tonight. You know I will. Mockingbird's gonna sail. Gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. And little girl, kick both them shoes off. Have no fear. Bring your warm self over here.
baby, tonight. You know I am. I'll be your baby tonight. Don't you pull off all my covers, and
Bobby from the early 1970s. Now, not long after the success of that song, for reasons we'll never truly know, Bobby stopped taking some of the medication he'd been prescribed for his ongoing heart condition. He developed an infection that would cause irrevocable damage to his heart, and surgery was arranged. But Bobby's body could no longer fight the inevitable, and shortly after surgery, on the morning of December the 20th, 1973, the fight was over. Bobby was just 37 years old. He once said in an interview that his goal was to be remembered as a human being and as a great performer. Well, we can safely say he achieved that in bucket loads. His musical legacy is unlike any other. Aside from being one of the greatest singers and performers who wrote many of his own hits, Bobby was a trailblazer who proved that musical barriers needn't exist, and that if you have the drive, the hunger, and most importantly, the talent, then no artist should ever have to only operate and exist in one musical or stylistic field. And I can't help but wonder what Bobby would be doing today if he hadn't been dealt such a cruel medical card. Whatever the new artistic areas he would have undoubtedly conquered, there's no doubt in my mind that he would still be thrilling audiences and bringing them to their feet every night with this one. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed my insight to Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bite with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Abba, ho, ho, yeah, Sue Tawdry, wounded Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Guess that line falls on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town.
And that concludes this edition of Insight, where we've been looking at the catalogue of some of the recordings of Bobby Darin. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do check the website to find out when the next episode of Insight will be on. And of course, you can listen to this one again via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.